You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Mike Rosman, the co-president and chief strategy officer of Bowfly, an overseas business development, marketing, and external affairs. He drives best practice information in the credit industry, overseeing Bowfly's educational programs and outreach, and is a frequent speaker at conferences and events focused on small business lending, franchise finance, and secondary markets. Mike, a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm really happy to be here today. I appreciate it.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming out on a Friday. So what service does Bowfly provide and to whom?
Sure. So Bowfly is an online marketplace that connects a business borrower seeking financing with a network of more than 1,500 lenders. So our core constituent groups that we support squarely are business borrowers who are out there trying to figure out the most efficient way of getting financing, and certainly our community of lenders that want to make sure that they're efficiently finding business borrowers that are a match for their specific offerings and credit criteria. And we're also helping a larger community beyond that. For instance, we've been doing a lot within the franchise market where a franchisor, kind of the corporate entity who wants to support their franchisees in seeking financing, we work with them as well.
So what's the challenge in the marketplace for small businesses, and why is it so difficult for some small businesses to get loans from banks?
And I think there's probably two ways of answering this. One is kind of the current environment that we're in today. And we've emerged from the credit crisis, and we are seeing more capital flowing, but it is a difficult environment. And so I think part of that answer is the current environment that we happen to be in is a credit-constrained environment. Regulators want to make sure that banks are doing the right things, and overall, when you think about the lending institutions, the credit guys are on top today as opposed to the development guys who are anxious to make new loans. But there's another way of answering that, which is, it's really a systemic problem. If you're a small business owner, you're busy serving your clients. You're solving problems for your business partners, and it's not your full-time job to go seek a business loan. So on its face, it's hard going to go seek a business loan. And what's more, you don't know what banks are looking for. It's an intimidating process. So one of the core challenges out there in the market is how does a business owner most efficiently seek finance without getting frustrated, without taking away from they should be doing, which is servicing their clients and growing their revenue. And what's more, we know that borrowers benefit when they get banks to compete for their business. The challenge there is how does a business owner engage multiple lenders to be able to compete for their business? So one of the things that we think a lot about is how do we allow a business owner to efficiently seek financing, to go through that process, which can be terribly frustrating, and then connect with banks that are a fit for those lenders, and whenever possible, have those banks competing for their business and getting better terms for the borrower.
I'm sure our listeners would be certainly curious, how does Bowfly work, and what does it cost for the borrower?
So the way we work is we are an online marketplace where everyone who's on our platform pays us a small usage fee. In the case of lenders who are regularly on, they pay us an ongoing subscription cost. Borrowers pay us a one-time user fee, and that's as low as $99 up to $499, depending upon how much support the borrower is looking for. And we never take a transaction fee or a brokerage fee or a referral fee from either the lender or borrower. What we know from our experience is that the average community bank out there, and we have more than 1,500 total lenders on our platform, the average community bank doesn't want to pay a brokerage fee. They want to make sure that they're connecting with the right borrowers, and they're happy to invest a marketing expense to do that. But they don't want to pay brokers. And one of the reasons is, and they may have great relationships with brokers, but they there's often a perception that when an intermediary is compensated for an outcome, that they may go ahead and impact that overall application. So we believe we built our platform to be really clean for all parties. You pay a small user fee and you leverage what we're doing. It's not that terribly different than other online marketplaces, like a dating site.
Today we are joined by the co-president and chief strategy officer of Bowfly, Mike Rosman, who oversees business development, marketing, and external affairs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bowfly is especially active in the franchise industry. Can you discuss how all that works?
Sure. So in our ability to help a business borrower and a lender connect, it became apparent to franchise executives that they could leverage our platform to most efficiently support their franchisees and franchise candidates in seeking a loan. So when you think about one of the core initiatives that a franchisee needs to accomplish before they can open up for business, accessing capital is probably the number one issue. And in the current environment that we're emerging from, capital is terribly constrained. And so the franchisor is focused on supporting their franchisees in any way they can, site selection, marketing, operational best practices. And a lot of brands, and more than 100 brands right now, are relying on Bowfly as the go-to solution that they point their franchisees to in order to have them most efficiently seek financing. And we've developed a number of specific features that can help a franchisor, and we're really proud. We just came out of the International Franchise Association, the leading association for the franchise network, representing more than 1,100 franchise brands and all the great brands that you and I use on a regular basis. We just emerged from their annual convention, and their CEO, Steve Caldera, announced a strategic alliance that the IFA has established with Bowfly, making us more available to their franchise members and franchisor members. So we're really proud of that. And as part of that alliance, we're providing educational opportunities for their franchise members, as well as special discount programs to make sure that the brands are taking advantage of what we have to offer to help their franchisees most efficiently seek financing.
Well, Mike, why is access to credit such a large issue within the franchise segment, and what can be done to help franchisees with credit access?
Yeah, absolutely. So it goes back to growth. I mean, franchising is an enormous growth engine for the economy as a whole, but within these individual systems and for the shareholders of these franchise systems. And you know, these franchisors are fantastic at finding candidates that are appropriate to open up that next unit. And they invest a lot of dollars to be able to do that. It's critical that franchisee who's going to be opening up in a new location access capital quickly. Every month that goes by where they can't access capital is a drain on the growth of that franchise system. So access to capital has been identified consistently as the number one issue facing franchising today. And it's one of the reasons why the International Franchise Association has been so focused on this topic, why they did the alliance with Bowfly, why they're hosting their upcoming financial summit, which is going to be an event approaching in April. And they've recognized that without the appropriate access to capital, their growth is not going to be as dynamic as it can be. And it's an enormous growth engine, and they're creating enormous amounts of new jobs, not just for the franchisee, but for all those businesses that support franchisees throughout that vendor chain as well. So access to capital is a headline issue for the franchise market, and we're thrilled to be able to add our support to make sure everyone is accessing capital in the right way.
In conclusion, in less than 60 seconds and customary here on the program, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Yeah, so I think what's first and foremost is when a business owner is seeking financing, they need to leverage solutions to be able to help them through that process. They need to understand what banks are looking for. They need to be able to be prepared for that meeting, and they need to make sure they're getting in front of multiple lenders. Obviously, through that competition process, They will succeed. By getting in front of more lenders, they will have a better outcome. The challenge that they have is how do you do that efficiently without going from bank to bank to bank, filling out applications. We've got a nice tool that is available free for business owners where they can go to and fill out a fundability app to answer the question, how fundable is their business? We capture just a handful of variables and give a very quick indication of how fundable their business is as they presented it back to us and based upon the more than 1,500 lenders that we have on our platform. So that's a tool that's available, and I encourage all small business owners who are thinking about financing to take advantage of it.
Valuable advice. He is Mike Rosman, the co-president and chief strategy officer of Bowfly, who oversees business development, marketing, and external affairs. He drives best practice information in the credit industry, overseeing Bowfly's educational programs and outreach, and is a frequent speaker at conferences and events focused on small business lending, franchise finance, and secondary markets. And the website is bowfly.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you having me on.
And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.